Green, screen pass over the middle to Priest Holmes, and he's hit and taken down at the 41. And that's the end of the game. The Colts spoil the party again. The Chiefs season comes to an end. Colts 38, Chiefs 31.
You saw in the offensive performance, that team could have gone far, but the defense just wasn't.
The defense was at times bad. It wasn't as though there were a lot of bad players on the defense, but the whole was not equal to the sum of the parts. There was that month of December where it seemed like the Chiefs were always 17 points down.
You know, it was sort of like at that point we were racing against time, trying to see, hey, can we score enough to actually win it all without, you know, having defensive stands here and there, but basically see if anybody could catch you.
In the years following his record-breaking season, the nicks and bruises that plague every NFL running back took their toll. And in the following three seasons, Priest would only suit up for a total of 17 games.
This year we have a lot to be thankful for, and it comes at a time where we're just one day away from Thanksgiving. There's just so much more that I've been given as far as just opportunity and so much more life that I have to experience. And at this time, I'm announcing my retirement from the NFL.
While most short-lived careers beg the question, what could have been? The Priest Holmes era is remembered in the Chiefs' kingdom as a time of incomparable achievement.
A lot of guys who played a lot longer didn't have the impact that Priest Holmes had in a short period of time.
If you take Priest Holmes' best 3 years, 2001, 2002, and 2003, and you isolate those 3 years, you could make a case that nobody on the Chiefs was better for a three-year period than Priest Holmes was in the early 2000s.
There was a period of time where he was as good as anybody, and he was as explosive as anybody and productive as anybody.
He was, I think, arguably, objectively, the best player in football during that three-year period. And the Chiefs were so much better with him than they could possibly have been without him.
That whole offense, led by him, established the most productive and prolific offense in Chiefs history. And that alone, let alone some of his personal characteristics, makes him a Hall of Famer in my book.
No one deserved it any better. He wrote his own records. I mean, he earned the right. He paid his dues.
You know, kids for a long time will be studying his film and trying to emulate what he did.
You think of Chiefs football, you definitely think of Priest Holmes and some of the runs and some of the excitement that he brought to Kansas City.
You know, you think about what his career was and how it unfolded, some of what he went through at Texas, what he went through early in his career at Baltimore. Finally coming to Kansas City, it's very rewarding to see someone that has that type of perseverance that at the end it all pays off because they never gave up on themselves, and that's something that Priest never did. He didn't give up on himself. He just kept working because he knew in his mind that he could be that type of player. When he got that opportunity, you know, here in Kansas City, he made the most of it, and he's very deserving to be in the Hall of Fame.
Every week in and week out, you know, he worked hard to get there. And that's what it is. That's what it's about, a guy that set a bar for others to catch up to and live up to. And that's what he's done.